Scientists from China are headed to the African coast next month. They're preparing a massive archaeological excavation along the coast of Kenya to search for Chinese artifacts. China wants to highlight ancient cultural ties between the two countries as Beijing's commercial and cultural power blossoms across the region. From Lamu, Kenya, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
Zheng He, one of history's great seafarers, who you've probably never heard of, commanded a fleet of more than 200 ships and 27,000 men. Almost 100 years before Columbus, his ships made half a dozen voyages from China, reaching as far as the east coast of Africa. Rukia Badiche says she is the descendant of a sailor from Zheng He's fleet.
My mother told me a Chinese sailor, Muhammad She, came ashore after his ship sank. He married a local woman and fathered my mother's ancestors.
Some members of Badiche's family have lighter skin. Locals call them the Chinese and say they have Chinese facial features. China was so intrigued by the family's story that her niece Sharif was invited to China to celebrate the anniversary of Zheng He's voyages abroad.
One day, 500 years ago, a group of Chinese sailors embarked from Nanjing with a mighty fleet.
The Chinese Culture Ministry made a documentary about Sharif called China Girl.
Nor would they have thought that 500 years later, a child named Sharif, who has their blood in her veins, would trace their travels and return to their homeland again.
Sharif became a media star in China and Kenya. She's now studying in Nanjing on a government scholarship. Her education is only one example of deepening cultural ties between China and Africa, a development that analysts say helps China politically. Paul Kamau is a development economist at the University of Nairobi and studies China's economic surge in Kenya.
The recent surge of Chinese activities around the country has been met with both support and resistance.
Kamau says that China is doing smart PR by focusing on the ancientness of the country's bilateral ties, instead of, for example, this month's trade imbalance.
Let's show that we've been here, we've been dealing with African culture, we've been dealing with African countries more for a longer time than perhaps most people would think.
Evidence of that relationship is plentiful.
But the person which we have upstairs, they are mixed, some of them, they're Chinese.
At Lamu's History Museum, the walls are crammed with centuries-old fancy porcelain from China. Museum director Mbarak Abdallah says that no elite families in Lamu were without it, or anywhere in the Swahili-speaking world along the eastern coast of Africa.
The Swahili had a well-developed type of civilization. Their houses were normally decorated with Chinese porcelain, from cups to bowls and plates. So this shows the highest degree of wealth accumulation.
But the porcelain itself doesn't show many historical details. So Kenyan authorities were excited by reports from lobster fishermen about an ancient shipwreck found in coastal waters. Atman Hussein from Kenya's National Museums says it's likely to be the lost ship which brought Badiche's ancestor to Kenya. He expects the archaeology to yield a lot of fresh Sino-African history.
At the moment, there's a lot of empirical information that we have, but this excavation will provide scientific evidence of these links.
While Kenyans take stock of their evolving relations with China, China is coming to terms with its growing role in global affairs. As the patriotic film China Girl puts it, Chinese people are proud of their history, and they always remember their ancestors and miss their homeland, no matter where they are.
This is actually a kind of power, which makes an ancient nation full of vigor and vitality and unites the whole nation to make further progress.
The actual digging for Chinese artifacts is scheduled to start in November. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Lamu, Kenya.